the patio, chilling, sipping from a glass. Big T in the corner, talking about the past. Father Ford and Barry telling tales so fast. Gary Poppins flying high, never low, never fast. DW with the beat, got that bourbon earth flow. Life cruising smooth, watch the sunlight glow. Conversations deep, but the vibe is low. Heavy old dreams, where I must just go. Life on the patio, we got no stress. Sipping bourbon, chilling, man, we feel so blessed. Laughter fills the air, moments we confess. Life on the patio, where we find our rest. Jerry's got the stories like he's pulling from a hat. Big T's wisdom, man, we feeling all that. Father Fort and Perry preaching, chill and chat. DW bringing beats, we groove where we're at. Sunset sinking slow, colors in the sky. Bourbon nerd lifts his glass, dreams so high. On this patio, man, time just flies. In these moments we're forever, no goodbyes. Goodbyes. Night falls down, stars above our heads. Life on the patio, where our souls are fed. Every word that's spoken lives on when we're dead. In the peace of this place, no fear, no dread. Chillin', sippin' from a glass. Big T in the corner talking about the past. Father Ford and Barry telling tales so fast. Gary Poppins flying high, never low, never fast. DW with the beat, got that bourbon earth flow. Life cruising smooth, watch the sunlight glow. Conversations deep, but the vibe is low. Patio dreams, where I might just go. Life on the patio, we got no stress. Sipping bourbon, chilling, man, we feel so blessed. Laughter fills the air, moments we confess. Life on the patio, where we find our rest. Gary's got the stories like he's pulling from a hat. Big T's wisdom, man, we feeling all that. Father Fort and Perry preaching, chill and chat. DW bringing beats, we groove where we're at. Sunset sinking slow, colors in the sky. Bourbon nerd lifts his glass, dreams so high. On this patio, man, time just flies. In these moments we're forever, no goodbyes. Goodbyes. Night falls down, stars above our heads. Life on the patio, where our souls are fed. Every word that's spoken lives on when we're dead. In the peace of this place, no fear, no dread. Chillin', sippin' from a glass. Big T in the corner talking about the past. Father Ford and Barry telling tales so fast. Gary Poppins flying high, never low, never fast. DW with the beat, got that bourbon earth flow. Life cruising smooth, watch the sunlight glow. Conversations deep, but the vibe is low. Patio dreams, where I might just go. Life on the patio, we got no stress. Sipping bourbon, chilling, man, we feel so blessed. Laughter fills the air, moments we confess. Life on the patio, where we find our rest. Gary's got the stories like he's pulling from a hat. Big T's wisdom, man, we feeling all that. Father Fort and Perry preaching, chill and chat. DW bringing beats, we groove where we're at. Sunset sinking slow, colors in the sky. Bourbon nerd lifts his glass, dreams so high. On this patio, man, time just flies. In these moments we're forever, no goodbyes. Goodbyes.
Welcome to the patio. chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big T popping bottles, let that bourbon flow. Father Fortenberry's grilling fruit on deck. Gary Poppins with the chucks, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Prepping nerd, mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painting skies in a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bring you know the new crew. We got the patio life, good times feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Life.
Maybe. Hold on, where'd it go?
Welcome to the patio, everybody. It's T. And I think I'm unmuted. Yeah, it's going to be one of those type of days. We nearly burnt the studio down or tore it down. Wes come in like a freight train. It's been one of those days. But anyway, we made it through Monday. Monday's over with. And you get to spend your evening with the patio. Is today pantless day or pant day? I can't remember. Tom Black always tells us. Got a lot to talk about tonight. The four-day work week. How awesome does that sound? Japan is doing it. We'll talk about that a little bit. Bed bugs.
We bombed them so bad they got rid of a work day.
Did you know bed bugs could kill? And there's something about furries, fantasies, and assassins. It's kind of weird. Something came out today. And it's National Unfriend Day. Which one of y'all is going to be unfriended? I don't know. But Father Fortenberry, how are you this beautiful Monday?
I still can't see myself, but it's all right. I'll tell you. Hey, there I am. Hey. My bill's a little crooked. Look, I'm sporting this because our football team, who Big T's son plays on, the Maryland Patriots, have advanced into the playoffs.
Second round of playoffs.
Play Friday night. Second round. Yeah, we go Sylvan Hills. So, you know, rep the M, go Pats. Other than that, happy Monday.
Then we got Brother Fortenberry. He had some adventures this past week.
Yes, I did. I went up to Clarksville, Tennessee. I even got to meet a state trooper along the way. So I had fun.
Did he go? Did he follow you to?
Was it kind of like that lady that worked for the state police in Tennessee, or that was the city police? Were you treated like she was?
No, I was not treated like you was, but I was, you know, he was friendly.
Gary,
how
are you, Gary?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for joining all Pationians. If you're watching, you're a Pationian. I feel.
How was your Monday, Gary? That's the only thing people really worry about.
It was fine. Nothing special happened.
Just a normal Monday. Look at the camera, straight at the camera. Is he that pretty or is that camera?
I don't know. Believe it or not, Gary was like,
filters on his camera.
He was like the abominable snowman. He was all blurry. And now every week his camera just looks
like his makeup on.
You know, there was a time my camera kind of looked.
You are a handsome fellow.
I am taking women and men. I'm just taking. Yeah.
You're waving.
I thought he said he was chasing them.
I'm taking. I didn't want to, you know.
Hold on. You said something about unmen.
I said, I'm taking.
He's like the rich. I'll wait and see. Everybody. He takes first available.
And then let's give it a test right now. We got the bourbon nerd. Talk to him, bourbon nerd.
Man, I hope this new mic's working out. We got it turned all the way up.
The camera looks the same, though.
Yeah, I ain't as sexy as Gary.
I don't know. His quality's pretty good there.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining in, guys. And, get you some popcorn and a drink. Let's talk.
I like popcorn. All right. If y'all have trouble listening to Marty, wait, was that Marty? Is his mic working? Oh, it works. Okay.
It's a miracle.
No, came early. He came all of like 5 minutes early, and then things.
They didn't even know what else it really sounded like.
No one knew. This is the first time they've ever heard you. Kind of like Bigfoot, first time you see him out there in the wild. All right. 4 day work week. I don't know about y'all, but that sounds absolutely amazing.
I already do it.
Awesome.
But it probably means that they're going to cut your pay 20%. But.
True.
Why don't you just work 2 more hours? You know, the hardest part of a work day is getting up and going to work. Yes. Once I'm there,
I can get it after lunch.
It's after lunch. So let's just not have lunch. How about that? But let's take
the problem. Is that the problem? Is lunch the problem?
Lunch is a problem.
I would do 2 20-day or 20-hour weeks.
Yeah, I was going to say 3 14 or something.
Yeah. Do 2 20s. Like, I already thought about it. Like, you work 20.
You don't need 4 hours sleep.
Look, right. Take 20, take 8 off, 20 more. There you go.
Oh, it don't have to be consecutive days. Work Monday and Wednesday.
Man, think about all the free time you could get.
So you're tied up for work for 36 hours.
So what you're saying is it's more of, instead of a 4 day work week, it's really a 2.5 day work week?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Actually, that's 2 days.
Yeah. It'd be 2 days. You have the 8 hour in the middle that you pretty much got to sleep.
And then you can finally get your honey-do list done.
Yes. Think of all the golf you could
not
do. Yeah, exactly. Think about all the things you couldn't do. I bet Gary's list. I got a good. I got a long list, but I bet Gary's list.
My list
exponential.
It's exponential. I sort of fall in the line as I fall in line with my grandfather. I finally figured out how he did and why he did what he did. Because he always used to start a project and take him forever to do it, but he would never completely finish it.
I was just about to say, who here finishes honeydews?
I like to put them individual, not like a big group, so that each task I complete, I get to mark through it.
I did my back porch during COVID,
mm-hmm.
and it's still not quite complete.
Well, that's
now Marty completes everything he does. Marty can't stand it for it to not.
That's why I think my grandfather never finishes projects, is because if you finish it, another one will be added to the project.
I know your wife. And she does not wait for you to complete the project to add another project. I don't know. Maybe she's got a different list than the one she shares with you.
And if she really wants me to do it, she starts doing it. And then I'm like, I start looking at it. You know, I'm like, you need to do it this way. And then obviously I get brought into it.
Take over.
Sort of.
You don't take over.
You got to do grunt work.
I'll start working on it, and look over like, you know what? I could use a hook right there. And then now I'm looking for screws for hanging the hook there. And then while I'm hanging the hook there, I realize
think of something else.
I need to, this extension cord needs to be thrown away. So I start getting up the extension cord, go throw it away. And I end up doing 25 other things. So that's what I
That's called procrastination. Yes.
I worked in the shop all day yesterday, hanging stuff up.
I'll kind of circle back around.
But. I did too. I worked in the shop all day yesterday too.
So Tokyo embraces a 4-day work week to fight death by overwork.
I think he's doing the fight Godzilla.
Japan's new prime minister just called
an extra day.
Japan's prime minister called a 3 a.m. meeting to talk about this. Wow.
Well, they had to make sure Godzilla wasn't awake. So,
always had that problem. You know, I remember they started having to shut down, you know, they go to places like these cafes and go game at these internet cafes.
Yeah. Go gay?
Game.
South Korea's emerged. The Love Hotels. The Love Hotels.
In there. Just because they won't leave. They game.
I think that's South Korea.
It may be South Korea.
I think it's South Korea. In Japan, they have another problem. Their people don't want to fornicate and have babies. They just want to work and do other things.
They want to be drama free, I think.
Look, who knew my wife was Japanese for the day?
Learn something new every day.
I was confused for a moment. Then it landed.
I did. Yeah, it was a slow burn.
Yeah. Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm proud of that.
I picked up on it immediately, Jake.
You know, there's no reason for us to pre-write these shows. They write themselves as we go along. That was a good one.
I'm proud of that.
Yep. The 64-year-old Sane Takache. Summon his staff to a meeting at 3 a.m., not for national security crisis, but simply get a jump on her appearance before parliament. So she got everybody up at 3 a.m. to work on her appearance.
What? What they got to do with the...
It's just saying people, they work around the clock.
They say
Trump does that. Like, Trump doesn't sleep at night, right?
Well, you know.
I heard one of the greatest jokes, and I like Trump. This is one of the greatest jokes I've heard about the whole FC thing. Is it, you really don't want... The real reason Trump doesn't want the list released because he's embarrassed he wasn't invited.
Okay, that is hilarious.
Because his ego.
Yeah.
Well, I would have been invited.
Yeah, you know, if I'd been, it'd been the greatest party ever.
It's been the greatest party ever.
Poor Trump.
Proponents of that 4-day work week say it could reverse the trend of declining birth rates by giving parents more time to raise family and share household responsibilities.
You know, I already have a 4-day work week. Only work 4 days a week. I work 3 days a week for almost 12 years.
Hmm.
And you know what? It's still not enough time off. Still don't get nothing done.
Dude, I hate going back on Mondays after 2 days.
He ain't
four on. Of them.
See. Oh, it goes by so fast. You know what?
We'll be off 4 days next week.
We will.
Look, yes,
we will. You're
it's what that close.
We are not even doing, I think we talked about this. We're not doing Thanksgiving. I'm going to the woods Thursday morning. We're going to spatchcock a turkey in the woods.
Mm.
And, no, that's having Thanksgiving.
Huh?
That's having Thanksgiving.
We can be with my family.
I got to work. I'll take work Friday.
I'll take Mac Friday.
You'll have one family member there.
Yeah, I'll have Mac with me.
That sounds
good. Working, so.
Sounds like y'all have plenty of turkey, too.
And, you know, hopefully we'll have some back straps.
Mm.
at the rate y'all are going.
Y'all ain't.
Your success rate.
I've been in the woods twice this year.
And well, you're over two.
Hell of a start.
How many did you kill last year?
Matt killed one. Cole killed two, I think. I mean,
well, he said you.
No, I know he went last year. Thank you, Wes, for poking.
Oh, back. I killed zero.
Oh, okay. Old for like what?
But you're going to let your son kill him.
Yeah, let kill him.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's what a real man
I'm trying does. To let Michelle kill one. We ain't seen him.
That didn't work.
We're working on it.
Not killing.
Okay.
Like Max said, he wants a buck this year. A guy said you can't eat them horns, but he said you can't hang that meat on the wall either.
I mean, you can. Yeah, you could. It'd be jerky or be like what was it? Bob.
Oh,
what was
man. The,
not Sideshow
if
Bob.
If a buck comes out,
Buffalo Bill,
he will shat himself.
Oh, we have to do a retraction from last week too. Jamie, who missed last week.
Oh, my God. You, sir.
I've been amphibious.
That means
amorphous. You mean changing. It can
you misuse that word.
And I tried to correct y'all, and all y'all told me no.
He doubled down because he had y'all buffalo.
I had y'all buffalo.
He had brother fort bear, believe me.
It's ambiguous. Not amphibious. Admonishing him.
He had brother fort bear.
Admonishing.
On his side, too.
I deserve thrashings, my sir.
November 17th.
You sound really excited. Thrashing.
I was.
Yeah, you're going to be so lucky.
Today, November 17th, is National Unfriend Day. And they suggest you unfriend any and everyone who does not add joy to your online social networking experience. So be them haters. Jamie, you probably would be considered a troller, a hater.
Haters gonna hate. Haters gonna hate.
That's right. But I feel like you should keep your, friends close and your enemies closer. So you should befriend everybody you don't like.
This is saying if they don't bring joy own side.
Could you unfriend somebody so you can make a new friend again?
But do they bring drama? Because there's a lot of entertainment in that as well.
So some people consider it entertainment.
I stay on certain groups of local people just for
entertainment.
Yeah.
It offers entertainment value.
And the book of faces, I don't post anything. I just like to go watch.
So
browse.
I like to browse.
Yes. I did flip through the book of faces catalog the other day because we had a complete shit show at our local youth football.
I heard about that. What's the drama here? I love it.
Okay, so we had the three championship games at a flagged.
This is football, guys. This football. Is youth football, youth football ranging
the
from
championship.
5-year-old to 12-year-old, yes.
The
split up into division by age.
5-6-year-old flag. So we had that. There was a little controversy just because a parent got upset and she screams out, "They're paying the refs." And I was like, they're paying the refs.
Refs get paid because they're definitely not going to do this for free.
Do it for free.
I thought it wasn't a ref for free. And I realized that.
I'm like, what an idiot. But second game went off, and there was still some issues on that. Third game happens. 3 minutes ago at the first half, scores 19-0. The team that's down shakes the official's hand and forfeits.
And middle of the game. Off the field.
What? Who did? Why?
They said they were being cheated.
They were being dominated.
They were losing, but 19-0 is not a domination.
You should have punched him instead of shook his hand, man.
So much more exciting there.
And they're at the high school stadium, just so you know, under the lights, Saturday night, under the lights.
Parents are yelling at the coaches, calling them all kinds of names. And the official runs, jogs up to him, says, "Look, man, it's about to go south. I still get my money. Get out of here."
He saw the writing on the wall.
I grabbed a money bag. And I said, "Hey, y'all, I said, y'all got to be careful."
That's what's wrong with sports in general.
Yeah, it's just if you want drama in your life, you're bored, join your local.
Look, I tell everybody, there is nothing worse that I've lived through than 4-5 T-ball and all those parents and 4-5 flag football. Football and someone tried to jump me.
I will leave names out of it, but there was a particular gentleman there who gave me a brownie in New Orleans. And I'll leave, you know what I'm talking about.
Cosmic Brownie, wasn't it? Yes.
So which team was?
Oh, his kid played on the team that
quit. That quit. Oh.
Oh, he is screaming bloody murder. That I love, bro.
So he did the same thing at the last seventh grade football game that his grandson played on that didn't get a bit of playing time.
Yeah, he was.
He had the coach cornered. Matter of fact.
So, but I walked up. I said, "Man, look, don't tell me you're getting beat and you leave because of that." I took an ass one time at Augusta, 88-7 in football.
Here's what you do. You try to make adjustments. You try to keep them going and tell them to go out there and punch somebody in the mouth. And if that doesn't work, start a fight.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Look, teaching them it's okay to quit because things are growing.
I'd be more upset at a coach for going and
especially last game of the season,
saying we're forfeiting because we're getting cheated.
Oh.
I would have finished out the game and then – if I'm so mad, then you challenge the game.
You should unfriend that guy. And here's how you should do it. National Unfriend Day activities. Find what matters. Review your friends one by one and figure out who really matters to you.
If you can't say five nice things about that person, you need to unfriend
them. I don't think social media that was meant for friends.
Well, here's what it says. Connect with your friends in real life. Yeah, you know, I guess, though, people do consider. I mean, I know being on Discord with like the Bourbon Legend, there's a lot of those guys I now consider friends.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I've met almost all of them, but it'd be easy to consider them friends. Mm-hmm. Move them to LinkedIn. Most of us have blurred the line between personal and business connections. Okay, you got a point.
Yeah, but yeah, I think there should be Facebook friends and LinkedIn. I
try to keep my work life and my private life separate.
I'm just all over the place.
Cause absolutely,
yeah.
I agree. All my Facebook people are my friends. You know, I don't.
Oh, I got people on Facebook I know.
See, that's what lonely people say.
I'm probably is. Yeah. I wouldn't doubt that. But you know,
what? I'm not going to argue.
Yeah. I'm not. I'll take what friends I can get and keep going.
He said there was. I thought we were going to have a good back and forth for a moment.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Oh, well, I got to say this. Speaking of back and forth. I heard this and I immediately thought of Wes's statement about pop culture.
Mm.
Oh, well, we wouldn't hear for that one. That's one of my favorite conversations.
I was here for pop culture.
Yeah. It really brought up a good point. Now, I'm still not agreeing with Wes. I think pop culture is on the way down. But
agree with me.
They said that. He said, now politics is pop culture.
I think Trump does bring.
Not just Trump. I mean, but across the board.
I would say that probably is the most predominant, dominating thing that we have in common amongst everybody.
But it's more about Orange Man bad. I love Orange Man. There's not like.
No, you're. I mean, yeah
there's not.
It's, but it's pop culture.
But Donald Trump may be the last pop culture person still really out there from the height of pop culture. Donald Trump hit his peak of pop culture in the 80s, 90s, mid-2000s when he was you're fired, right?
Yeah.
And so this could be a carryover and actually could be further signal. Hold on. It could be further signal of the death of pop culture.
But now I love I don't know what his real name is. I don't know what and Kennedy from Louisiana. I love watching him talk because he has some great one-liners.
What does that have to do with this?
It's pop culture. It's one-liners.
No one knows who that is. Martin, do you know who Kennedy from Louisiana is?
That's our biggest thing to tell.
Yeah, coming back.
But he's not really pop culture. He's Fox News.
He's Fox News.
No, he's hilarious.
I know you're talking about politics.
He's a Democrat, though.
No, he's not.
Oh,
it's not.
You're talking.
You don't even know the guy you're talking about.
He's a senator, though.
He's talking about.
I know he's talking about
skinny guy. He's not a politician. He's just a talking head.
Oh, is he talking? No, it's the guy that from New Orleans.
He's talking about the dude with the big Southern drawl.
Yeah.
That's a Republican senator from Louisiana.
I'm talking about somebody else. I'm talking about.
And he's got a real high-pitched voice.
You just answered your own question.
John Kennedy.
He's definitely not.
John
pop culture. You don't know who he is.
John Kennedy.
Politicians as a whole is pop culture.
AOC's pop culture. Zoran Mondami, pop culture.
So
Gavin Newsom may be on the verge of being pop culture.
Politics not easy to talk about. I mean, like,
not
everybody has an opinion, so everybody can talk about it, and it's a conversation.
No, believe it or not, there are people who has no idea what I just said.
Yes, but they all have an opinion about it.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, 100%.
I bet a lot of people in the chat don't.
So did I'm going to ask a question here. So we're going to are we going to agree that politics is pop culture right now, like that most very close to the top rated thing that everybody can
oh, I think talk that about. Is the number one.
Would you agree that Rush Limbaugh started that all?
I couldn't argue.
Because
I,
before I, Rush no, Limbaugh, no, could you talk no, politics?
Yes. I don't know if you don't remember, but Crossfire.
Oh, God, I don't remember.
Rush Limbaugh was still very one-sided. Very, yeah. He was not really pop culture. He was more.
But he's talking about the talking of politician.
Yeah, the
new stuff. I think yeah. Rush Limbaugh could have been considered shock jock back in the day, sort of like.
He kind of was.
He kind of was.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
So, because he talked a lot of things that people weren't talking in politics, you know?
What's the dude? I'm just going. We'll come do a comparison. What's the guy from New York that.
Oh, Howard Stern.
Howard Stern. Who do people know more, Howard Stern or Rush Limbaugh? Which, if you ask
Howard Stern, miles
of yeah,
miles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Listen to Howard Stern every morning. I love listening to him in the morning before I go to school. It was school rated stuff. It was good.
I think Rush Limbaugh is very popular, but
yes. You think Howard Stern's bigger?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. By far.
Charlie Kirk was close. A lot of kids knew Charlie Kirk. That's what made him so dangerous to people.
Because people liked him O'Brien. And hated him so much. It was crazy.
Who?
Oh, O'Brien. Pat O'Brien?
No.
Bill O'Brien.
Bill O'Brien.
I didn't
want to. No, I mean, there's people in politics that don't listen to him.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just curious. Because he's got all them books out, too.
It's not it.
It's not books.
It's not
I think we should. Pat. I think we should it's go Bill back to where
O'Reilly.
We
O'Reilly.
Y'all don't even know the name. If you can't say the name, don't even throw it out there. Because that means
Pat O'Brien. That's a bar, ain't it?
Bill O'Reilly.
Pat
O'Reilly.
Wes, I'm about to give you permission to get back on your phone because you can't even argue correctly anymore.
I agree with that. You shouldn't have to be able to know exactly the name. To, yeah. Because
I knew who I'm talking about. Y'all just didn't know what
you got enough context clues to figure out who he's talking about.
Yes, you did. You knew who. You figured it out. Without me, you know.
That dude hadn't even been on the air in 10 years.
No, I'm not agreeing with him. I'm just saying that. But he had a lot of fun. I'm saying
we need something controversial to talk about. Let's talk about bed bugs.
Oh, yeah.
Wes so, is talking riddles tonight.
He is. We're going to look. All right. So I told Marty before we went on the air, I have this idea about 4 or 5 segments that I want to have recurring. And we would start. Get off the phone, Wes. I see you looking at it hidden out over there. He's a lie. He's a liar.
Liar.
That's why he can't respond.
Liar. He's upset for me being on my phone.
No, like, you already.
Hey, I was watching the screen over here.
He already went to another show and was not on his phone. So I know it's possible.
I literally was on there.
I know it's possible. Marty pointed it out. Marty was the first one to notice it. Was.
He talked about it before he got here. Let's do the bed bug. My curiosity.
Me and Bali, you had this dream vacation, right, to go to Bali. I think it's the island.
I think it's on Mali.
Yeah, you could be.
You could be have a dream with
could be like New Orleans. Well. You go and still get a brownie, you get some Molly. Bali tourists, they moaned about bed bugs. Their $9 a night hostel. After staying there a few days later, a woman died from just being eaten alive by bed
bugs.
Oh
my gosh. I don't think I could ever stay in a hostel.
Has anybody ever like been around bed bugs?
No.
I have.
Dude, we check every time we go to hotels.
So I do too now.
How do you check?
Look at the mattress. Pick your mattress. Look at the corners of it. Look
corner blood stains. Okay, yeah.
So we were in Nashville for work, and dude came to work. He's like, I got a rash all over my hands and my ears.
Oh,
so start looking. It's like, dude, you got bumps all over you. Well, he got back to the hotel. Where was that? Well, he was in a Hilton, and got back, and like they were everywhere.
They're just crawling.
They were bad.
And, I don't think I've ever seen one.
So he had a husk because I mean that's how many there were. There was like husked up to his cord going to his light, and
he had a what?
So like they shed like their shell.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was like a herd.
That's how they grow.
Are you saying these ain't roaches?
Are they the same thing as lice? Is lice the same thing or no?
No, not even close.
Okay.
I mean, his hands were in bad shape. Like, now, like I said, we were staying at a Hilton, and they did it right. They professionally had everything, all his clothes taken out professionally, laundered.
Yeah.
Bought him a new suitcase.
I'm sure.
I mean, they really.
Once you get in,
they are hard to get out.
Yeah. And they said, that, you know, they moved his room, but they said, you know, one thing, what saved him was he didn't like take his clothes out. We stayed there for months, but he didn't take his clothes out. He just kept everything in his bag.
Yeah.
And would go, he'd live out of his bag, go home. Mm-hmm. He'd just watch.
Mm.
That kind of saved him.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. lady died from bed bugs. That's crazy.
After seeing those bites he had, I can see how.
Like, was she just in there?
Y'all make me scared.
Bed didn't bugs, get an man. Infection or something, you know?
But actually,
for that long.
They eat your skin, your dead skin. Right,
so I misread it. I misled you all. It was they had fumigated for bed bugs the day before. They were still full of bed bugs. Well, because they waited till later to tell. I guess I should
read. They didn't let them know.
You read the whole girl.
That's even more pop culture.
They fumigated.
They fumigated while they were asleep in the middle of the night. Started look, under the door.
This is just indicative of how about the last 5 days have gone. Is it something great? It is. I was actually going to see that. And Marty or someone goes, so how'd you get sick of it? And I said, dang it, I'm about to come clean here with my inability to read a story thoroughly.
I was out of the door.
Yeah, just started in the middle of the night.
Like, thanks, Marty.
Somebody died from it. Who thought?
Them daggum bed bugs.
Thanksgiving. I'll tell you what. It's but a little over a week away, and I think we'll have shows next week. I don't even know. We'll figure it out later. It's next week. It doesn't feel like it should be next week.
It doesn't.
But it's turkey time. I've had my first turkey dinner after church on Sunday, and it was really, really good.
Man, it was good.
Yep.
I missed a good one.
It was good. But when it comes, what's your favorite way to do a turkey? And what prompts that here? Popeyes has their Cajun style turkey.
Ooh, that sounds good.
That you can pick up, and I guess you heat it up, and there you go.
I like to spatchcock it and smoke it.
Mm.
Brine it for a couple days.
Spatchcock is my favorite way to go on that right there.
That's the only way to go.
What do you season it with?
Oh, I don't get too carried away. I use a lot of garlic. Garlic, salt and pepper,
and butter. A lot of butter.
Yeah, butter on the skin.
Butter.
I take my butter, I'll put garlic in my butter and like
compound butter.
Pull the skin off and season underneath too. Yeah.
How about injecting?
Yeah, break it loose and
put your seasoning.
I've never injected. Have y'all?
Yeah, I
injected. I have.
I haven't needed to since I started brown.
Yeah, I like to inject. I injected with a Cajun butter.
I like just to do the breast though. Maybe two breasts.
Two whole breasts.
Two breasts instead of a whole turkey.
I also like two breasts.
I'll tell you what, spatchcock in the turkey, and I learned how to debone the thigh, and then you can slice the thigh.
Uh-huh.
It all gets eaten that way.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, it's not hard.
Most people just put the whole leg on the plate and don't nobody fool with it.
Yeah. No, I saw last year how to debone the thigh.
I need to see this. So I'm trying to work my way into getting in here for Thanksgiving dinner.
you're welcome to come join us for Thanksgiving dinner.
Matter of fact, I had suggested
to my wife you'd probably be coming even without.
Oh, okay, well, cool. I will be here then.
Yep.
But yeah, turkey. I like mine fried.
I like turkey fried too.
One day, me, Cole, Big Steve was sitting there.
Old Steve, you called him Old Steve.
Billy calls him Old Steve.
Oh,
and we had probably been into the beers a little bit, and we had a plethora of turkeys. I don't know why we had so many turkeys.
Uh huh.
But we're just like drunk, trying 20? To do ways, huh?
You said 20.
No, plethora.
I think we had 20 turkeys.
Yeah, I think we had like 4 or 5
turkeys. You had a gander of turkeys, huh?
A gander. We injected one of cranberry sauce and then deep fried it. But the best way we did, you know the Chinese sauce they do for like dumplings?
Yeah.
We injected that inside a turkey.
Oh, that's pretty
deep fried it.
What, the duck sauce or the?
Whatever the black one is.
Soy sauce.
No, not soy sauce. It's sitting next to the dumplings. That duck sauce.
But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I've seen people where they coat the turkey in mustard, then fry it.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you, ever since we started brining,
yeah,
I have no reason to fry a turkey.
Brining is the way to go.
I like to fry it because it's
hard part. The hard part I got news for you. Brining it, it's just as moist.
Brine it and fry it. You can do that.
Hard part trying to find a guy named Brian to hang out.
I know. Brining, you know.
Just get it dry before you stick it in the grease.
Brian do anything.
Don't cook it in the kitchen.
If you smoke it, it's fine. Throw it in a little moist.
Yeah.
I'm going to get one of them Popeye turkeys. Just try it.
I would like to try some get some of that Cajun sparkle put on it.
Well, I will tell y'all a real horrible truth. me and Wes's grandmother.
Horrible.
Oh, horrible.
Could not cook. And God bless her. And she was a homemade cook. Well, like, she'd do turkey loaf.
What? What? Like a meatloaf?
And her, yep,
store bought.
What?
Her dressing had water chestnuts sliced up in it.
Well, no, I remember somebody else.
Yeah, it was like you'd be eating the soft, and then crunch. Like, oh.
Her spaghetti was like
spaghetti-o. Ketchup sauce. Put some spaghetti-o in the pan and put some cheese on it.
Added other ingredients to it. She dressed up spaghetti-o.
Okay.
Literally.
I mean, SpaghettiOs are pretty fine.
We had one of a few grandmothers on the planet that couldn't cook.
Yeah.
My grandma could cook with anything.
That's weird.
Oh, that she wouldn't.
Now, Sweetie could. Yeah, Doug's wife, she could. Yeah. You give her a pound of flour.
But she was country to the core. She was a farmer's wife, what she was. Yeah. And, you know, every farmer wife.
Now, I got a story. Probably you guys may run across it already. You remember Charlie Kirk Sasson? He was a furry. He liked furries.
Oh, yeah.
Went to these. So did the guy. I thought
you said, you remember Charlie Kirk's was assassinated. He's a furry.
No.
I know it took me a second to process what you said.
Yeah, I mumble my words sometimes. But Donald Trump's would-be assassin, Thomas Crooks, also was in to furry pornographic material.
Hmm. Do you think do you think the furry thing is all about hiding your identity?
Idiot. 1,000, 1 billion.
I think that's what it is.
I would tend to say, if everybody in this room, Wes would know as much about it as anybody.
I probably agree. Sadly, I probably do.
Uh-oh. Oh, Lord.
I probably do, and it's not. It's just because I go to Comic-Cons.
For first-hand knowledge
and
here?
They want to inject themselves into Comic-Cons. And, like, the worst thing I have ever seen in my life, y'all, and I swear to God, it's the worst thing.
We have children.
Yes.
I'm not. No. This is just. In fact, the children need to hear this.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
I was at SpaCon, which is Hot Springs, which is Hot Springs, Arkansas. It's small community. It's small con.
Yeah.
Nothing major. And there's a really cool furry over on the corner over there. I just happened to turn the corner and look, and he's obviously hot. Doesn't got hot. But it's just like 60-year-old man, y'all. You know? No hair.
Stop.
Probably
your sentences.
I thought he said it. He was hot.
He had his
preview somewhere.
His head off the furry head off and the suit about halfway down. He was, of course, he's saggy boobs, 300-pound dude.
You describe me to a
Well, I mean,
I can't fit. He'd be fine.
And he was sweating, obviously, and it was like, oh. God. And you know, when he zips up and puts the little helmet on, you know, these little kids are wanting pictures with him and everything.
Hey, somebody else.
This dude's probably naked on this suit.
Probably.
Already, you know? He didn't obviously don't have a shirt on.
I would probably have clothes on underneath.
I'll figure out how to do.
So, are you trying to suggest? This guy may be a perv.
I'm 1,000% sure.
Wes is suggesting that he would like Noah's Taylor.
What?
And anyway,
I hear you. You will know it's Taylor.
I gotta ask you two is both of you had volunteered to be an elf for the Bourbon Santa. Has he contacted you?
Not at all.
One of you has suggested learning how to be Santa from the Bourbon Santa.
Yes,
I
wouldn't even the one that asked.
No.
Oh, what?
It was me. But I went back and thought about that and I thought, you know what? That would be cool. But y'all, anybody that knows me knows I sweat. I'm always hot. I think I would burn up and I'd be like the most like dripping.
You would be like the guy we just described.
How much does a furry costume cost? Like, is there a high end furry costume? Let's Google.
Furry costume.
What kind of furry one would be? Like a
what or something? What is our furry?
What would be the furry?
They're the critter that everybody uses.
It's an $11,000 one.
Yep.
Yes.
What is it?
Yes.
I'd be walking around with a window unit now, a Honda generator.
I was about to say, maybe if it's one I've seen.
Maybe like a white-tailed deer, but that'd be dangerous.
That is the most popular one right there. That little critter right there, whatever.
It's a fox.
Yeah, it's like a fox.
And for $11,000?
That's $12,000.
What does a fox say?
It's in 12 carts.
Now, you can get this feminine-looking fox, if I can get it pulled up right, for $500.
I mean, yep.
That's
a much better deal.
So, is there a way to tell if it's a male or a female?
No,
grab a genitalia.
Well, a lot of these furries don't have that available at the time. You know,
there is a website for it.
I'm sure there is. So, what is the patio's animal of choice? Jackass?
An elephant.
An elephant. But yeah, most of them are like these fox looking things.
I'm going to go 99%
of them.
I think it's cocaine and, bear.
You know,
we'd have a bear.
Cocaine bear.
Cocaine bear.
That's our furry animal.
That's our cocaine furry. Bear. We're going to get a bear costume and paint his nose white.
Or just do cocaine.
Did y'all ever watch the movie?
Smokey the Bear with some cocaine on the face. I never did either.
Because remember, we talked about it on the patio before they even made the movie.
Yeah, we did. Yes,
we did. We did.
Hey, y'all, do y'all know who sent y'all that story?
Yeah, you. I did. Yeah. And Ray Liotta died after that movie. Rest in peace, Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta.
Oh, Ray Liotta.
Yep, Ray Liotta.
The original. The original good fella.
Yes.
Because he was a good fella.
Was he? How do you know, Gary?
Because I watched the movie, Goodfellas.
Oh, you watched it. Okay.
Anybody, did y'all see it?
With the Goodfellas? Yeah. Goodfellas. Who hasn't seen Goodfellas?
You've never seen Goodfellas.
I've never seen Goodfellas.
Have you ever seen Casino?
Yes, that's a brilliant
movie. They're very similar.
They're very similar. Mm-hmm. And, you
I've
know,
never seen Heat. Have y'all ever seen Heat?
Yes,
I've seen Heat. I think Goodfellas is probably my favorite mom movie.
They're Goodfellas and Casino.
See, my favorite Casino is my favorite.
Yeah, I know you're going to say.
Joe movies I watch multiple times, but Goodfellas one of them.
I've never seen
Goodfellas. I could watch it every time.
Yeah. I'm fixing to lose my card.
Man card?
A man card.
I'm trying to
actually. Your I think so. You know, you lost it when you talked about furries.
I think they're really losing now because there's a gangster movie I have never seen. One or two or three.
Godfather.
I've seen parts of them.
I'm not saying parts. I know
that's another one. I love them. Love them.
Yeah, I have never seen
Scarface. You seen Scarface?
I've seen Scarface.
Okay.
Hey, you know where the first time I've seen
Godfather? It's very cerebral, and it takes a long time to get going. But once you're into it, you're into it.
You know where I saw Scarface the first time, though?
I know where I saw it.
I saw it in prison.
Well, good job. I saw it in the back of Donnie's Hummer.
We played it on Thanksgiving at the prison one year.
Y'all play Scarface for a bunch of gangsters and
people? What?
Yeah. It was quiet.
Well, sure they did.
We didn't have nothing to do all day. It was the quietest day we've ever had.
And then they played Shawshank Redemption after that.
Yes.
Escape from Alcatraz.
Yeah.
And then they brought Johnny Cash to sing a night tune. You know?
So easy. That was easy.
I got another story here. We probably can't put ourselves in his shoes, but a popular YouTuber, y'all may have heard this, with more than 10 million subscribers, we're at 720.
We're close.
Talking about me then.
We're close.
Was arrested earlier this month for evading taxes on the purchase of a $400,000 Ferrari that he allegedly set on fire. So Cody Detweiler, he purchases things and blows them up. Whistling Diesel is his YouTube channel.
I
think I've heard of this guy.
He lives in Tennessee,
so he's close to it.
Is he always driving around a truck and putting like stuff in his yard or whatever, and people be stealing stuff all the time?
They take the junkers and try to destroy them, and it just irritates because you're taking a good running vehicle that somebody could use somewhere and destroy it.
He got arrested for $500, not paying $500 taxes. So. This dude just did that as a publicity stunt. Most
I hate pranks.
Yeah, people do stuff for money. Yeah,
We would never do that.
But if
it worked, let us know.
We might know a guy.
We might know a guy that may do something for money. You know,
out there do stupid crap all the time. Like, but I'm not destroying anything that somebody else can use.
Let's go chat. See who's in our chat.
Hold on, I'm not done.
I got a
story from Saturday. Texas. Did y'all see what happened in South Carolina game?
The cop bumped into the guy, then they blew the lead, and the guy ran an
80-yard touchdown
into the tunnel
. So they've made an announcement on a decision on a police officer ejected from the game. What is the announcement? Let me see.
Oh, did you want to hear a conspiracy on this one?
I love a good conspiracy.
So that was South Carolina. It was South Carolina, Texas A&M. Texas A&M's undefeated, right?
Right.
And they were Texas A&M was getting slaughtered at that time by South Carolina.
They were.
When the cop walked into him, if you go watch the video very slowly, he bumps into him, says something to him, and slide something into his back pocket. At that point in time, that was a payoff telling him to blow the game, because right after that, they started losing. They lost. They started losing.
I'm going to venture they started losing because they're South Carolina.
Yeah,
yeah,
they shot their
wide. So, you know, it was simple with Arkansas. We had a 40-point lead, and so it paid us off because we started losing too.
Arkansas, you know, we've lost 8 games in a row by total, and we've lost 17 points.
One score. 6-1 score game.
That's because y'all got to stop giving hot hands in the ball.
Yeah, we all know that. We all know that.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to have to, because it irritates me.
Does Arkansas have the most heartbreaking losses this year?
No, they're not heartbreaking, man. When it happened the same way, they're no longer heartbreaking.
I knew that was going to happen.
I saw somebody said the other day, we're the best 2-8 team ever. 100% I agree with
it. You're top 25 in scoring. I know that.
Yeah. We are a legit 2-8 team.
Man, you're playing the SEC, one of the hardest conferences. I'm going to say one of them, because
we know how to lose, Wes.
We figured out.
Fumble the ball.
It's an art form.
Bad call.
No. The calls, there are a few out there, but it shouldn't even be as close.
That interception he threw before halftime was not a bad call. That I will was a tell bad y'all throw. Right now.
In the
you're going to tell us right now.
Marion game Friday night, like 30 seconds left. They Van Buren throws a bomb. Our defender tips it. It goes.
Oh
in
my
there.
Gosh!
And I was like, this is going to be Arkansas.
Oh, yeah.
Me too. Yes,
the receiver stressed out. If he had caught it, he would still be running at this moment.
He would be.
Caught him.
I'm actually glad I didn't go that game, because I would have been nervous wreck seeing that final score on that. Was it 29-32?
Yep. Yeah.
I would have been nervous wreck.
I caught the end of it on YouTube.
Well, we gave up on that four. By the time it was 4:15, I'd already considered it. But anyway, we go back to next week's one. So now I'm done. We can go to the chat.
Let's go to chat.
I didn't tell you what happened to the guy. He got relieved of game day duties, which is right, but he may get further punishment. Some people suggest he should lose his job.
He was gambling. He was trying to hit that over under money line or whatever.
Tom Black's right there. No pockets on football pants.
He did ask me where I was doing in the back of a Hummer. Well, I think we're going to Florida.
I realized I had a bourbon logo on.
Watching movies.
A what? And bourbon lady logo. I'm putting this up on the wall.
You the bourbon lady. Look at you, John. Moving up in the world.
Bear hug.
Marty got him a Life in the Patio logo.
Squirtle. He said Squirtle. Does anybody know who Squirtle? Outside of Wes, does anybody know who Squirtle was?
Yeah, I'm Squirtle.
Okay.
Up and down
it's Pokemon, right?
Yeah,
Pokemon.
It's like one of the OG Pokemon.
Okay. One of the cool Pokemon.
Squirtle. There's like Squirtle. Three or four common OG Pokemons from the beginning of Pokemon.
So who we all seeing in the chat here? Who we got going
well,
on?
Well, I just thought I got it weird. Let me move on. The tour up, of course, was here. Sideshow. He said, I'm late. I was putting on my fur suit. That's what I'm thinking.
Now he's hot.
We should have our own furry convention.
Do they make a furry suit with like ventilation shafts and whatnot?
Yeah, with shafts. That much is sure.
So Tom Black said he found a wild turkey beacon that he forgot he had.
I wish I would forget about
that.
We should make it a tradition that only on Thanksgiving, Turkey Day, we only drink turkey.
Yeah, I did the most fat guy thing I've ever done on that.
You do them every day.
I didn't see bacon. I saw bacon. I thought he found it from bacon.
Ernest Peacock in the house. Lip Service Crew. Russ L. Roy P. Show me the proof.
Peacock.
Anybody new else? Herculitis Select Bourbon. That's what I'm talking about. There we go.
A bunch of folks.
Tomorrow night we will be doing the bourbon show. Probably about 7:30. I'm guessing 7:30. Something like that. Again, Marty, we had a theme too. Oh, we're going to do the Nutcracker, the new release from Old Dominic. And Wes has some things he brought back.
Everybody's wearing underwear.
Oh, so it's not like an actual event or anything.
Yeah, pants on tomorrow, because it's going to be cool out there.
Pants on.
All right. Dave Oglesang showed up. Cheers, what's up, Dave. Welcome to the patio. Man, we had 45 minutes of patio.
We had a lot of patio tonight.
What is some controversial stuff to talk about?
We got pretty controversial. I'm going into me pretty hard there.
What?
Hey, riddle me this, Wes.
I'm gonna hit that button.
Damn, did you jump on Wes?
I was
about being on his phone.
He said we went in pretty hard.
All I heard.
That's all I heard too.
Good
Gary, did you jump on?
I don't think I ran in for the whole episode.
He's doubling down. Yeah, we owe me pretty hard.
I think we're here for the whole episode.
And look, we got Marty's mic fixed. I bet he didn't say three words the whole time.
But they can hear you breathing real well.
Let me see. What are we going to talk about next episode? I'll give him a little teaser.
A teaser?
Now, Wednesday night will be a pre-recorded episode. Let's see what we got about here.
Can we talk about prayers again? I'm sure we can.
I think we lost 8 viewers when we talked about prayers.
When you said he was hot. Or she was hot. Whatever.
Here's a good one we're going to start talking about. Famous people that are remembered for great things, but how terrible they really were. We'll talk about like one a week. That's going to be the segment we do. We're talking about California's plan to solve homelessness. They already spent like $1 trillion to do that. Didn't work. What else do I have here?
What's up, Mr. Richard J?
Oh, and for Wes, Trump's got a buddy who's giving out pickup line advice for men. I'm sure Wes could try some of those live on the air. I'll get him to him before the episode. You guys will not want to miss us. Then tomorrow night, we got Nutcracker.
And
we ought to have some Nutcrackers.
And some
have on stage with us.
Look, I know I'm still fairly new to the bourbon, but I have no clue what y'all talk about when y'all say Nutcracker.
Okay. You'll figure it out.
I would.
If it was wrapped in fur, would you know? Don't answer that question. Hit that buddy, Marty.
See? Going in hard on me.
There it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There we go. Going hard on me.
We have got to get the terminology.